Agenda item number seven, Mr. Stephen Austin.
Morning. Hopefully this one won't be quite as bad as that one. Stephen Austin has applied to requesting to build a private pier to include a 15-foot by 18-foot gazebo roof structure over the pier and a 16-by-36-foot open-sided boathouse roof structure to shelter a single boat. All of these at his property, which is situated along the Pagan River in the town of Smithfield, which is in the county of Isle of Wight. Both roof structures are protested by both the adjacent property owners along the shoreline. Kathy, can you? Well, I'm not Kathy. Can you turn the lights out? I didn't tell much. This is the town of Smithfield. This is Pagan River. It empties out into the James River. James River Bridge to the south. The application is located in this little embayed area of the Pagan River. A little closer view, located off of Moon Drive. Again, in this embayment area here. And this is an aerial photograph. You might want to turn the lights back on now because I can't see. So the application was submitted on June 17th of 2014. And again, the structures were, as I've noted earlier. The pier itself does qualify for the permit exemption for private piers, and a letter was issued authorizing the construction of the pier only with no roof structures yet. On September the 25th of last year. We did notify the adjacent property owners, Mr. William Snyder and Ms. Eva Mashburn. Mr. Snyder, I believe, lives here, and Ms. Mashburn lives here. This is the applicant's property in the center. Mr. Austin. We did receive letters and emails back from both the adjacent property owners within about a month of each other, indicating that they did object to the roof structures. Both protestants indicated concerns about the roof components of the project and their impact on the view of the river, also possible negative impacts to the value of their highland properties. Mr. Snyder further stated that he feels the pier should be centered more on Mr. Austin's shoreline and that the proposal is oversized for the area. He also noted concerns regarding the fate of any structure should it become damaged or fall into a state of disrepair. Other relic pilings in the area and possible impacts to oyster beds in the area. There are no oyster leases immediately adjacent to this. There are some leases further offshore, but they're considerably offshore from this location. So this is my graphic of approximately the proposed location of the pier. Again, the property line generally between these two properties runs down in this area. As you can see, the pier is located more to the right of Mr. Austin's property, closer to this property than the other property, but it is still offset from the property line about 75 feet. These are the permit drawings submitted with the application. Again, you can see the location of the pier is somewhat to the right of the property, but again, here's your dimension of 75 feet off the property line. Closer view of the end structures. There would be a roof structure here in these dashed lines over the L head, and then of course the roof structure over the single post head. Typical pier construction you see in this area. Again, the side view showing the height of the two structures in relation to the pier and main water and main high water. In evaluating this project, once we got the objections, we find that it is difficult for staff to evaluate the impact of such structures on adjacent highland property values, but piers and boathouses are allowed under local zoning ordinances of the town and the county. Again, there are no oyster ground leases in the immediate area of this pier, and while the structures are not located in the middle of the lot, they are approximately 75 feet off the common property line with Mr. Snyder. The pier and roof structures will be visible from the adjacent properties. However, we believe the elevation of the lots would serve to minimize those visual impacts as you'd be looking over top of the structures. As far as the boathouse roof, if the boat is on a lift, the boat itself would be similar obstruction to view when it's up on the lift. obviously the roof structure over the pier itself stands on its own. Therefore, while staff is sensitive to the concerns of the adjacent property owners, the proposal appears to be consistent with other similar requests for such structures. You will note in this photograph there's another boathouse and gazebo roof structure in this location. And within the Pagan River, there are numerous structures of similar size and length as being proposed here. In fact, had the neighbors not objected to this proposal of the roof structures, the entire project would have met the exemption for open-sided boathouses and shelters as provided in 28.2.1203A5 of the Code of Virginia. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the request and the protestant's concerns, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the Code, we do recommend approval of both the gazebo roof and the boathouse roof structures as requested. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Stay? Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it here.
Leave the applicant's agent, and maybe the applicant is here.
The applicant present or represented, please come forward. Sir Livengood, you're already sworn in here, so.
Good morning again. I guess I really just want to discuss the roof a little bit. My name is Bob Livengood. I'm the agent and the contractor. On the project. I wanted to touch just a little bit on the roof structures. We've done several of these on the Pagan River. All the land around here, and I did not bring a topography of the land. We didn't get into the paying those additional costs to get that, but I would guesstimate, and Ben can probably touch on that again, but we're probably standing in the backyard of these properties 25 feet above sea level minimum, probably. So we're looking over these structures. The width of the waterway there is probably over a half a mile. So it's not this is going to be a big intrusion to where we're on a canal and we're blocking sunlight off someone's house. It's not an excessively large structure. But that's really the only thing that I wanted to clear up. We chose the 75 feet off the property line more to the right because everything in this area is on a bluff. And this was the lowest point of elevation where we could slope the pier out and not have stairs. So that was the reason for the location on the pier structure, which, as you know, has already been approved. And I would like a chance. I'm here for the owners who are also here, but I would like a chance to rebuttal after if we have protest.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Please come forward. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Please state your name for the record.
My name is Sherry Lovelace, and I'm here for Eva Mashburn. I received this property from the estate of my mother who just passed in December. Okay. I've never done this before. I'm very nervous.
That's okay. We don't bite.
Okay, I'm here today because the proposed pier construction will significantly change the landscape of at least seven neighbors, including the Austins. And I just want to be clear, I'm not opposed to the Austins having a pier. It's just that the structure is so massive and the rooftop, you know, I'm afraid that that's just going to obstruct the view there. And I realize it's a elevated, you know, I don't call it bluff, but anyway, it's high up. It's not in front of us. But anyway, here's another problem, and it is just really massive. Do y'all have all the pictures, too, of all the specs, the rooftops? And, okay, well, anyway, changing courses from a different perspective, we have to consider the environment, and there is a natural existing oyster ground right there, and I do have a picture, and I don't have pictures like that. I live in Georgia, and this came up. And it's the skinny stick, I believe it's the marker that they have for the skinny stick. And then the circle is the oyster button. And at low tide, you can see the oyster button. And it's really beautiful and but it's potential damage for that. So while Pier Construction is continuing along with Chesapeake Bay and their tributaries, Pier Construction should not extend efforts to keep the water levels clean. And oysters do. The benefits of oysters, they're well known for reducing pollutants. It's nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment, and it just keeps plants clean. I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. And anyway, the construction of this pier of land, as described, raises substantial concern about the health of the oyster bed. And I'm sure the habitat engineer that was employed by the Virginia Marine Resources Commission that reviewed the permit, they probably didn't know that oyster bed was there because if they went out at high tide, which I'm sure they probably did, you can't even see it. But at low tide, even this morning, you can see it every low tide. So anyway, the immediate area of this Pagan River is very muddy, and it's not conducive to oyster bed restoration and survival. And the oyster bed is naturally elevated, like I said, and it looks like it's about 10 feet of the planned pier at the end point of the pier. And then it goes, it looks like the size from, you can observe it from the shoreline. And it looks like the bed is about 25 to 30 feet in width and about 10 feet in length, running away from the shoreline. And the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Agreement and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have stressed the importance of the protection and restoration of the oyster reefs. So this construction raises serious questions about the protection of this natural bed. But with all this said, you know, you look again at the extreme low tides in the area reveal that the gradual drop in the water depth from the shore is probably less than 3 inches for every 50 feet of distance. And you probably want that. That marker out there. So I'm sure he performed the water depth survey, and he can, I'm sure, attest that for like the pier is probably less than 3 inches, that the drop-off for the pier is probably less than 3 inches over a 50-foot span of the immediate area of the planned pier. So the point here is just to suggest that there's little value in extending the pier to the point currently represented by the end marker placed by the contractor to represent the end of the pier. So, I'm getting better, maybe if I talk longer, I get better. Let's just open the door maybe to a compromise on the pier, because I think Austin should have a pier, because my parents used to have one there. And so maybe if it was shortened by 50 foot, it would hopefully allow reasonable spacing to protect the oyster bed and not adversely affect usage. And, you know, it lessens the impact of the view, too, for all the neighbors that live there. And it's a cove-like little atmosphere. And so there's a lot of people that would be affected by those tall structures. So maybe there could be a compromise on shortening it. And, you know, maybe that bluff would take care of, you know, the top of the structures if we could just get them down a little bit. Anyway, I also have a letter from another neighbor, if y'all would like to take it, or I could read it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay,
I'll take it.
Thank you,
Ms. Lovelace. Any questions from the commission? Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition? Please come forward, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name for the record.
My name is William Snyder. I'm joining property owner. And first thing I want to say is I really appreciate Virginia's process of notifying adjoining landowners whenever a pier is recommended or proposed. Had it not, I would never have known it, and so I really appreciate this opportunity to speak. There's a couple of things that I think we do need to. And I don't have any PowerPoint or any particular, but I do have some photographs. And this first photograph is a picture coming from my porch. And the pier would come out right about.
Sir, I'll take the photographs.
All right. And, there's,
and I'll pass them to the commission. Is there
the
anything else?
Okay.
Great.
The oyster bed.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So when I wrote my letter back in June, I guess there are a couple of things that I was concerned about. Not that this is going to stop the pier or anything like that. But the first concern was that it was going to be within 75 feet of my property line, and I felt it should be centered on Mr. Austin's property. The second is that I thought the structure was going to be pretty daggone large. It's 36 by 16 for the boathouse, and it's going to be 18 by 16 for the gazebo. So they're pretty large structures. The third thing is, because it comes off of a bluff, if I go down to my waterfront and look to the left, the view is going to be completely obscured. The last thing is, well, not the last thing, but if you see that picture, there's indeed an oyster bed right where the pier is going to be placed. Very, very shallow there. I use my paddleboard there a lot, and it's only about that deep. I don't know if he's going to be able to use it at low tide. That's Mr. Austin's concern, not mine, but I think it's something that should be considered. And then the last thing I'd like to mention is if it does get put there, I would ask Mr. Austin to kind of limit the amount of lighting that he puts on the pier, because we use our deck all the time, and we would not like to see a whole lot of lights out there if he installs a pier. So those are just my concerns, and hope you'll take that into consideration.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Snyder. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this proposal? Seeing none, Mr. Lyman, do you want a quick moment to rebut?
I'd just like to remind the commission, as we all know, we're really here over the roof structures, so I'm just going to address the roof structures. The height of the roof structure over the pier, as we all know, we've had so many significant storms over the years. And the reason we typically set those heights that are listed on my drawings is, in years past, we have boats that go through roofs, and then we have debris in the water. And that's why the roof structures are at the height that they are. They're still significantly lower than the land where your feet are standing at in someone's yard. So they're not excessively high for that size of a structure. But we have them set at that height because we know that height works, and we don't have a problem with boats and stuff going up through roofs. So that's the issue for the roof height.
Okay, thank you, sir. The public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for decision, discussion, and action. Discussion and action.
Can I ask a question?
Mr. Zedra.
Is the pier and the structure before us, or just the structure?
The pier is statutorily authorized. The structures are what is being objected to. So the structures are before us.
That's correct. The pier is already authorized.
Mr. Erskine.
But can I ask Ben that question?
Yeah.
The pier is statutorily authorized, but can you explain a little bit more about the existing oyster reef that seems to be in question? You testified there's nothing.
Not to impugn the integrity of the lady that testifies, but I am the manager of the oyster leaching program, so I do know a little bit about the oyster grounding area. What I said and what I meant when I said there's no oyster grounds in the area, there are no leases. There are no oyster ground leases in the footprint of this pier. There are oysters in this bay. I think I'll probably get an oyster ground application now because the reef's been identified in this location. I don't deny that there probably aren't oysters here, and there may be a pocket here of what looks like a reef sort of type structure. I think our position is, if it's not a lease, then certainly we're concerned about the oysters, but installation of a pier while each piling might slightly impact, you know, the oysters that have to be, where the pile has to be driven, that the presence of a pier would not have any adverse impact on the oysters continuing to grow there.
Can I ask a follow-up?
Yes, sir. Sure.
So the warping out 232 feet, is that to attain deep enough water to access the vessels?
Drawings show, I think, 1.9 feet, or 1 feet 9 inches of depth of mean low water. And I'd let the agent address that. I'm assuming, based on the type of boat that would be put in this lift, that that's the depth they're looking for.
Yes, sir. The length was because it is very shallow there, and just to get to a couple feet of water at a normal low. Now, that's not to say that when we have, and a lot of times these pictures you've seen lately, we've had tides that have gone down 5 feet. I figure our tide on approximately 3 feet. But it's usually, you know, the books usually say about 2.9. I figure it on 3 as an average. But when we get a southwest wind, we're going to see tides lower than 3 foot. That's, you know, that's absolutely true. Now, when that stake that the protestant was referring to was put out there, I'd like to, for you guys to realize, when I put the stake out there, that's just a length stake. We're 75 feet off the property, upland. You know, when we'll put up lines when we build that pier. We're not going to put that pier directly. It would be not beneficial to put that over top of an oyster reef because then it's even less water. So to say that that is exactly, it might move 10 feet this way or that way, that could very well happen. You know, we're setting these stakes by boat. When we go out there, we to actually put up our line work, then we're much more accurate as to where that end of that pier. It would not be beneficial to set it over some type of oyster reef that's there. That wouldn't be good on a boat, and it would make the water even less.
Ms. Haney.
Question for you. In the past, when we've had boathouse roofs, we've used different styles to minimize the obstruction of the neighbors' views. Has that already been taken into consideration here?
Well, the style of the roof that is applied for here is a gable-type structure, meaning it's an A structure. I really don't know of any other type of structure to put on it. We do hits, gables, or any type of roof, but you still have the same amount of height if you're going to keep a boat from going up through them. It's really not going to. If you have some type of flat top structure roof, then it would really need to be higher, because when you build either a hip or a gable style building structure, roof structure, you actually have a void up in that roof to where the boat and the structure, all hard top or antennas and stuff, can actually be in a storm situation. So that's the situation with the roof structure. But they're all about the same unless you do a flat type roof, and that actually would have to be higher because you don't get that clearance.
Thank you. Well, the matter's before the commission.
I'll move to accept staff recommendation to approve the year.
Motion by Mr. Neal to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zeter. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved.